May I interrupt you? If you want to serve others the way Jesus serves you, then toss your schedule out of the window. People need you when they need you. You must be willing to be interrupted. They don't need you according to your schedule. Love is often inconvenient, and serving others takes time. One thing we know about Jesus is that he allowed himself to be interrupted. He stopped and helped. One day, Jesus told a parable about a good Samaritan who found a man beaten and robbed on the way to Jericho. A priest and a church official had already walked by, right by the injured man without helping. But the Samaritan stopped. Think of the excuses he could have made to justify walking by and not helping. He could have said, "I've got my own problems to think about," or "I've got important business to take care of," or "somebody else will help him." Frankly, anytime you want to excuse, you want an excuse for not helping a need God puts before you, the devil will be right there to give you one. He will gladly give you 1,000 excuses on why you don't have the time, energy, or money to help someone before you who needs help. But when you encounter hurting people, that is an opportunity to learn to serve and learn to love. That's how God wants to use those moments in your life. When you encounter these opportunities today, how will you respond? Will you pass on by, or will you seize the opportunity? Just take time to help you in your time of need. Jesus took the time to help people. When Jesus finished the parable of the Good Samaritan, he said, "Go and do likewise." That is found in Luke 10:37. Again, this is your Uncle Sam, and thanks for listening today on your Daily Nuggets with Uncle Sam.